Hey, speaking of rocking out, did you guys check out that new Metallica song?
No.
I didn't know they made new music still.
They just put out a new song for a new album. It was not bad. It's all much right. More oldie, faster speed metal Metallica. Mm.
Okay.
Lux.
People weren't clamoring something. For a Saint Anger 2?
They were not. No. Lux Eterna? I think that was the name of the song.
Ah.
Do you guys know Rick Beato?
Nope.
Un momento, I will post link here.
Okay.
I will post you Rick Beato's review of song.
Oh. Did he say it's good?
Yeah.
All right.
Beato is like this, musical genius. I love watching his YouTube channel.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Because he has abilities in music that I will never understand. Like, when he hears a song for 4 seconds and goes, oh, okay. And then just immediately starts playing it on the guitar. I'm like, how? How does your brain work? I don't understand. But he has some great musical segments, and like he has a whole series of what makes this song great. And then he will, do some song and tell you, what they're doing and break it down for you. Here's why this is awesome. And this goes with this, and this happens, and this happens. And I enjoy him quite a bit.
Nice.
But yeah, Lux Eterna.
I'll give it a listen after the show.
Okie doke. Yeah, I was so bummed no Manning cast. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
I have to sit, watch two sad teams play each other, and I can't at least be entertained by Manning cast?
I know. It was a bit of a letdown.
I was like, oh, that would have made my game, made me happier. But the first half, they looked good, kind of. They should have had more touchdowns than field goals, but, what are you going to do? But, they pulled it out, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, it was surprisingly watchable.
No. I went to bed, like, mid-third quarter, I think. And the third quarter, they were not looking good. So I'm like, oh, this is sad. I'm just going to go to bed. But then I woke up in the morning and they had won. So, Ray, you need to open the channel.
Oh, hey, I need to open up the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. In less interesting football news, the United States made it into the next round.
Yeah, I saw that. You saw that got somebody killed already?
It did. I know. I feel terrible about it, to be honest. We talked about it a little bit last night. I mean, even before the guy who, lots of people are, the protesters are being killed over there.
Right.
Regularly in mass numbers. So this wasn't, shocking. It was still horrible. I remember that first game where the team protested by not singing their own national anthem.
Yeah.
And then they got a call from the government that said, how much do you love your families? Huh. I felt terrible. Those guys sang their little hearts out this match.
They had no choice, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. And then they lost. I'm sure they will be detained when they return.
Yeah. You shamed the whole country.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was going on. I see some of these Reddit videos of craziness they say that's going on in China. I'm like, man, what is going on?
Yeah, wild protests over there.
Wild protests. They're showing me drones spraying like disinfectant just down the streets.
Oh, right.
They got, what do they call them? Isolation pods shoving people into.
Like, yeah, they're just like 16-wheeler trailers that they dropped into like an open field and they're like, get in.
I'm like, what is going on?
Madness. We're in the worst timeline, dude.
Yeah, man, it seems that way most days anymore. We need a time machine to go fix this somehow. We just got to find what the key event is.
Right.
which thing kicked off this whole garbage fest?
Like, right, I don't know, but I will. We'll do some research.
Yeah. Inventing the time machine is probably the easier part. That was the old man. I'm not sure if he's still watching Masked Singer, but, big reveal last week. He had Linda Blair on. That was fun.
Spoilers.
Yeah, if he quit watching that show 3 seasons ago.
I did. I was free. I broke free, and I haven't had to look back. Turns out Sarah Palin was a bridge too far.
Oh,
broke
so
the show for me.
So when they brought on Rudy Giuliani last season, though.
Yep, I was safely out by the time that happened.
The judges were not happy that day. All right, are we ready to do this? We got the show ready?
Sure.
I would say yes.
All right. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 361st installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3, only like a week late. Maybe two. Was it just one?
It was one, then on, and then one.
All right.
So it felt like some, but we're kind of keep things flexible for the holiday season.
Yeah, it's an early Christmas present. Here we are. So I'm the only one. I'm here. We got Ian. He was just talking a second ago. We got Ray. He doesn't say anything ever.
Yeah, usually not.
All right. This is the week of the 30th through the 27th, and man, tomorrow is December. Seems like a quick year. I don't know.
Yeah, they're moving.
Yeah.
They're moving at a click I'm not super comfortable with.
Pretty sure that the older you get, the faster the time goes by.
It, man, it seems that day.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you're a little kid and that summer break hits,
those
summers
longest...
last forever.
They really did.
Man, you're like, oh my God, we got so much stuff in. You know, we did this and this and this and this and this and this and this. And now you're like, wait, there was summer? It was warm out? What happened? in your 7-day 4-star career. That time I didn't screw it up.
Yay.
Nice.
On the 21st, you had Electra v. Blade. Did you dodge your way to victory?
I don't think I've done that one yet. That's this week, isn't it?
No, that was days gone by.
Yeah, I must have missed it.
All right.
I may have played. I don't remember. I'm so sorry. That one's a total mystery to me. What's happening right now, then?
Sabretooth versus Wolverine, and apparently also Blade, I think.
Yep.
Oh. Well, that one I'll probably do.
Yeah, that was this week's. That was Monday.
I enjoy Sabretooth. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, he's a good character.
Now, Blade kicked my butt the first time because I tried to do them one after the other, and actually Wolverine pretty much kicked my butt, and I'm like, yeah, maybe I can take 3-star. No, I cannot take Blade at half hit points. But the second time, it paid off.
But the third castle. and then next week we got Kingpin, which looks like he's going up against Power Man 5000.
Wait, what's happening?
He's fighting Luke Cage.
Oh, nice. Yes. That's another very winnable situation.
Oh, yeah.
I probably could have won the Electra one if I did it.
Yeah.
But I couldn't remember. I'm sorry.
All right. Yeah, in Storyland, you got Honor Among Thieves. That'll get you a Rocket and or Groot. Some She-Hulk. Phoenix Scott. Place is Reptile. Reptile, Ian. Not...
Lizard, right. Lizard.
Not the guy you
not
want.
Not Lizard, who I'm still imagining?
Yes.
Right, Reptile. I got him now. He's in my mind.
Right.
He's got scales and feathers.
Sure. And some Sinister Shards, followed up by Stick of Thieves, which is Colossus, Reptile, Sinister. Placement is new character and some Arcade Shards. We're in between seasons, but right now Sticks and Stones is running. That'll get you a Cage, a Gwenpool, Ronin, and some Jessica Jones. So let's talk about the... we got a new character. A new character here. Your first movie tie-in here. Second movie tie-in here. Sorry. I forgot about the last character already.
Right. Fresh off the Riri Williams.
Yeah. I'd totally forgotten her already. You got Namora coming into the game. 4-star. What do we got here? Red, green, and purple. The red power. Cut once. 8 red. Deal damage or gain 2 AP if the target is downed. Passively, Namora's match and ability damage is increased by 2%. For each blue basic tile on the board. As you go up in level, that damage increases. You can regain 5 red AP if you down someone. And your match and damage is increased by 6% for each blue on the board. That could add up.
Yes.
The green power, no obstacles, 8 green. Deal AoE damage, destroying 1 enemy protect tile. Passively, Namora's match and ability damage is increased by 3% for each enemy protect tile you have destroyed. Up to a max of 5. At level 5, it's a little bit more damage to enemy team. Not much, 425. But you're destroying 4 enemy projectiles. Match and ability damage is increased by 6%. It says up to 10 total there. So I guess if you get those two combined together, you can, you know, if you got a lot of blue on the board and you destroy a bunch of projectiles, you're starting to Uber yourself up there a little bit. The purple one is Empire's Might, 6 purple. Create 3 red, green, or purple trap tiles. When one of the trap tiles are matched, deal some damage, which ignores protect tiles, steal 2 AP and that tile's color, and convert a random basic tile unto blue. As you go up in level, more damage. And it's creating 4 red, green, or purple trap tiles. So there you go. I mean, if you get a bunch of blue going and you destroy a bunch of protect tiles, you can increase a fair amount of damage unto yourself. You know, that's decent, I guess.
Yeah, I agree.
Curious to see how that, you know, how that scales up, you know, how that plays. There's a feeder update here. What do we got? Namora will feed Okoye. So.
Oh, cool.
This is not going to be one of those avalanches of shards and covers for having leveled characters already, but...
Mm. Yeah, that was crazy there for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah, that was a... do you remember how many you got?
No.
Because I looked on Reddit and people were like, holy crap, I got like 214. I got 200. I got 317.
Nice.
It was... Wow. It just kept rolling in. Like,
yeah, stuff just happened. Yeah. And I was like, it was amazing.
Yeah. I do not remember clicking add character, you know, add thing 300 times.
Well, a lot of it was shard, so.
Yeah.
But those piled up fast.
Yeah. Wow. So Nemora said that she's in Thick as Thieves as a reward. The Welcome to Shield starts on the 4th, runs through the 9th in Unstable ASO 8, which runs the 5th and the 8th in progression there. She's in the rewards and the versus for Scott, the Eye for an Eye, cover and shards in placement there. And hers is called Seize the Day. S-E-A apostrophe S. Seize the Day. That's running the 4th to the 7th. Some rewards there. The Nemora Vault, your 4 stars in there are Nemora and Namor, and a random 4 star. So there you go. Get the cousins working together. Have some undersea fun.
Why would I do that, Craig? Namor is a terrible character. I don't want to play him.
But wait, Ian, there's more.
What? What are you talking about? Tell me more.
They said, hey, Ian, you know how Namor's a terrible character?
He is.
We're going to make some adjustments just for you.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to hear all about it.
Good job, Ian, for playing along.
Thanks.
Namor's Mercy has gone down from 11 black down to 10. In returns for that, the damage has been increased by about 100%. So the same level 270 can now deal upwards of, you know, over 10,000 points of damage.
That's better.
It removed the AP destruction in the opponent's strongest color. I don't like that. And removed giving the opponent 1 black and instead gives them 3 to 4 in their strongest color. I don't really like that. But you're getting a lot more damage. So there's your trade. Imperious Rex... now deals AoE damage instead of a single target.
Ooh, okay.
Now that I like.
Yeah. Still 12 green, a little expensive, but okay.
Yeah. Atlantis Attacks now creates fortified basic blue tiles instead of standard blue tiles, which will then hopefully make it more likely that there are blue tiles on the board. So the one you use is, that's the Imperious Rex power, right? Is it that one? One of those Ubers up when there's more blue on the board. I never played anymore. I don't remember which one's which. In any case, I just remember that you fire Atlantis Attacks, you get blue in the board, and then your other power does more damage. So, there you go. Lots of changes coming your way in the Undersea world. What else we got? Affiliation updates. I'm not going to read those here, folks. There's literally a giant page full of them. Follow the link. You can check them out. There's loads. So many. I am curious about the one that is in there, though, that makes people street-level heroes. That I enjoy. Like, Black Cat's a street-level... Electra, you know, you're going to have your Luke Cage there, your Misty Knight.
Sure.
That's fun.
Hmm. Okay.
I feel like that was one of our Patreon tiers.
It is.
All right. I remember things. Man, I listened to Craig's segment. I paid attention. I commented. This is a good show.
Hey, Ian, he's sitting down. We have a clue.
Holy smokes, a clue for a new character?
Two new characters, Ian, because it's the 3/5-star you've been waiting for.
3/5 day, okay.
And the clue here is multi-dextrous.
So I'm conflicted with, I've got my first thought, but that doesn't seem right. So then I pivoted and I was like, well, it could be another Doc Ock situation. You know, one of them could be the Into the Spider-Verse female version of Doc Ock. And the other one could be a 3-star version of that. It could be Doppelganger because it would be a way to add Spider-Man into the game without adding yet another Spider-Man into the game, but it would still make Craig angry, which is awesome. But like in my heart, as soon as you said multidextrous, I said, it's got to be Spiral, right?
Well, that would make me happy.
Yeah, me too.
So that clearly that's not the correct answer.
No. Golly, I don't know. I mean...
Oh, she's the Merilith character, right. I remember that now. I had to look her up. I had no idea who Spiral was.
Who, Spiral?
Yeah.
I thought she was Mojo's apprentice or sidekick.
Yeah, she works for Mojo. She got 6 arms.
Yeah, so she can operate all the screens on all the TVs in Mojo World.
I'm making a D&D reference. A Merilith is a Type 5 demon that has... It's a woman with multiple arms.
Oh.
And yet again, Samurai gets fired from the show. has said, well, multidextrous clearly means being able to work with both your hands and feet at the same time. So you know who's both good for kicking and boxing.
I like it.
I do too.
Man, we're starting to get to the point where I have to add that garbage character just so people stop guessing him.
Nope. It'll be a forever gag. We can use a good forever gag.
That's funny.
Yeah, so I'm going to root for...
Spiral?
Yeah, I'm going to root for Spiral and expect some variety of spider character.
I love your thoughts, so I'm going to root for Spiral too.
All right.
I think that's what we got in the news, unless you got something else. What you got?
I did really good on the Ultron event. Oh. I was doing something, and I forgot it existed, and then Ray reached out, and he was like, Ian? Ian? And I was like, oh, yeah. And I made it to, you know, personal progression in like a day and a half. It was
we had like 14, 15 people make personal progression. It was not bad.
Nice.
Especially since we had, you know, two people not there.
Yeah.
Made up for it.
People really picked up the slack. I was impressed. I just, because it was a holiday. Wasn't it Thanksgiving
or
something?
Oh, yeah, it started on Thanksgiving.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That's why I was so delayed. I was like, what? Football's on all day. That's not time for Puzzle Quest.
It's good, so that
happened. I enjoyed that event.
And they put out...
I was disappointed that they did not air that Young Gravy, you know, pre-game show at the Minnesota Vikings. I was kind of bummed. I did get to watch it, though, later on the YouTube, so...
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. As long as you aren't totally deprived.
Yeah.
So they put out, on Thanksgiving, they put out an Alliance event. There was a PvE event going on, another PvE event starting right afterwards, and the puzzle game, whatever it's called.
Puzzle Gauntlet.
Oh, yeah. All at the same time.
Oh, wow. A lot of content.
I mean, I guess if you're just, you know, sitting at home, nothing to do on Thanksgiving.
Right. You're like, hey, I got all these extra days off. I can really dive into the game. And so I get it. It seems logical when I say it aloud, but.
Which was actually the case for me because I finished the Puzzle Gauntlet that day. Like, that's the first time that's ever happened. Like, did all of them, all of the nodes got check marks on that day.
Dang.
Yeah.
I played my two events, you know, the two there at the end and was happy that those were done.
It was one of the easier ones, you know.
Nice. It went good. Oh, also, in even more recent news, let's take a moment to address the fact that today is UNC Samurai's birthday, and Craig will sing him a non-copywritten birthday song now.
Do those exist?
And many more! Yay, Samurai!
I think that's the copywritten part.
No. You can say that anywhere.
I think of the Weird Al version. Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! I got to stop there, right? That's like 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's good. Right. That was perfect.
All right.
It sounded nothing like him. We're not in trouble.
No. No, right. Did not. It wasn't like my spot on Kenny Loggins impersonation from a couple years ago. I mean, come on now. That was gold. Let's move on. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Heimdall spies like us.
Oh, all right. Let's talk about this fella. Heimdall here seems to be left in charge of the Bifrost Bridge and other such things. Blue, red, and yellow is a 5-star character. See what he's up to. The All-Seer. It costs 6 blue. See what it does. Fortifies 3 chosen basic or friendly special tiles and heals Heimdall for 1,046 health. That seems to... It's got a passive component. Other friendly powers cost 1 AP less for every 2 fortified tiles in that power's color. Ha! That's a interesting mechanic, I suppose. It looks like it scales up to 8,070 health. And that AP reduction happens per tile instead of per 2 tiles. Prismatic Cleave, 10 red AP. Deals 2,241 damage, plus 672 for each color of fortified tile on the board. So, that seems to be scaling up to 4,034 plus 1,210 per. So that's like 16,200 plus another 4,800 on top of it-ish. The Bifrost Bridge, 8 yellow AP, sends Heimdall's allies airborne for one turn. When they land, they gain 2 AP in their strongest color. Passively, while Heimdall has no active allies, he takes 15% less damage. That goes up to gaining 3 AP when they land and 33% less damage. Meh. He seems nice. I don't understand him, so I'm not that excited. Like, all of his stuff, he's got some unique mechanics, which interest me, but his effectiveness in a team escapes me at the moment. But maybe with these new affiliation changes, he'll pair well with Thor and Loki.
Not Odin?
Nope. No one pairs well with Odin.
No?
Yeah. So there you go. Heimdall, the gatekeeper. And that's what Sunny and Xandar.
Ray, do you ever actually use him? You have him maxed out. Not maxed out, but you have him champed.
I do not. I tried using him with, like, Thor and Odin, Thor and Hela. He just doesn't seem to do much. Like, anytime I have him on a team, I'm using everybody else. So, yeah, he's very mediocre.
Okay. I'm not sure how often you could fire off that yellow power to keep your friends in the air while you're, you know, taking less damage.
Right.
How much does that cost? What'd you say?
8 yellow AP.
Maybe if that were like 5 or 6.
6. Keep them airborne more frequently. They'll land, fire off their powers while you collect some more AP, and then you
and
just...
you throw them up in the air again. Yeah.
Throw them up in the air again? Yeah.
Yeah, Samurai said his best ability, making other powers cheaper. Yeah, that's likely true.
Yeah, absolutely. That first one where he reduces the cost of everything per fortified tile.
Yeah. Hey, Sluggo just joined us. Hi, Sluggo. I don't know why. I just thought I'd mention it.
All right.
I remember him.
Well, let's move on. Willie, what's in the mail? You should have 2 weeks full of mail. So much
kinda,
mail.
Kinda, except, you know, since we don't have shows, that nobody posts anything.
There's nothing to talk about. Yeah. Hey, you guys were off. Great show. Thanks, mailbag.
First, I do have over on the Reddit, did you see me? First off, thank you for letting me know about an error on the webpage. Appreciate that. He also said, the chortling going on during the lengthy description of new Riri's powers was appropriate. The power descriptions are becoming novellas. Yeah, pretty much. He did also confirm that he also runs Polaris at 454. Yeah, apparently Polaris of 454, that's the way to go. It just maximizes everything for her meta in the 5-star world. Flynn's Arcade over on the D3 forums said the list of Craigisms may need an update. I could not find a particular one said recently. I can't remember which character Craig refers to or why when he says whoop whoop whoop.
Oh, that's an old school
one.
That
is, kind of.
Yeah, that should be on there.
It's not. It wasn't.
What?
Really?
Yeah. So I added it, and I put in that it is 4-star Mr. Fantastic because, and then I don't remember. I really don't have any idea why.
We were
it's
talking
Mr.
about
Mr. Fantastic, Mr. Lava Lava.
Well, no, because we were talking about his black power, and it was like the Black Fantastic, mm-hmm. and that sounded like a 70s like. Blaxploitation kung fu film, and then we started talking about Black Fantastic, and Craig was like, whoop, 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 like, Jim Brown style.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's good stuff.
Black Belt Jones. that's a good film.
All right, I updated even more then, so it has some information. So, I mean, you'll just have to look up Jim Brown. Once you find him in a martial arts movie, you'll understand the whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yep.
Specifically,
that's the sound he makes when he throws punches.
Right, you could go for Enter the Dragon.
Yeah. Enter the Dragon, that is a proven timeless classic. Yeah,
no doubt.
I mean,
no doubts.
Just without it wasn't the last time we were all together, but I mean, we just sat down one day and the three of us like looked at each other and we're like, "Yeah, this is happening." And the next thing we knew, it was on. Trying to steer my son away from it during the nudity scenes, but man,
it was gold all the way through.
Such a good movie.
Loved it. It was much better than Cats.
I'm going to watch it over and over.
That's right.
Finally, the last thing that I have in listener comments was a message from Donkey Teeth. On the sad side of things, he says, I think this is going to be the end for me. I just don't have time to play, and the few times that I have had time, I've done other things like sleep. Mm-hmm. I enjoy this game far more than probably any other that I've played, but it's my time to go. I want to thank the Puzzle Warriors for all the great shows I've been able to enjoy and all the wonderful interactions I've had with y'all through the years. I will likely still lurk around Discord and listen to the show, but I am done playing. On a related note, I will need someone to take over the PvE detail sheet and the cover reward sheet. It's really not that time intensive as you might think. Seriously, it's like 5 to 10 minutes when a new event drops. So if anybody is interested in that, you can probably get a hold of Donkey Teeth here on the Discord still, or contact Jeff Duggan, I believe.
Hello.
And they can get you the information if you have, you know, 5 to 10 minutes to update the new events as they come out. I think everybody would appreciate that if anybody could step forward. On the other side, you know, Teeth, you will be missed.
Yeah, for
that
sure.
That is true.
For sure.
I enjoy you, and I want to support you. Your solution seems extreme. I'm not trying to be too judgy, but we have known each other for quite a few years now. And it's not uncommon, but including you and all the other times it happened, I just don't understand the all or nothing attitude with this game. It has to be the only thing I do. I have to blog about it, Discord about it, play everything to max progression, win it all. All right, zero times. It's okay to play this occasionally. You can sit down, play a match or two while you're taking a poop, and not think about it for another day and a half. It'll still be there. And everybody's different, and maybe that's just the way that people feel that they need to manage things, but for my soapbox for today, that's how I feel about that. I mean, I feel burnout by the game frequently, but I'm never going to play this game again. It didn't seem like a necessary solution.
Yeah, I mean, my play fluctuates dramatically based on what I'm doing and where it comes in, and I never feel like I have to compete. Like, I think that's the key thing. If you feel like to play a game, you need to compete and play in the meta, and then yeah, that I can see you getting burned out.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Yeah, like I said, everybody has different priorities, so I support that. Maybe I'm just frustrated because, you know, I miss Grinch, and now I'm going to miss Teeth. And, you know, everybody else who just, I miss Cactus Jack. You know, those were good people to have in my sphere, to see them rotate out. Makes me feel sad.
Oh, delayed bang bang.
Bang bang.
Sorry, I was my brain's running in slow motion here.
So I get it. I agree with Ian's argument, but I also get it. So in any case, have fun, Teeth. You will be missed.
Yes, absolutely.
And that is all that is in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
So Ian's talking about sitting down and us watching a movie. So as I spent time in a hotel room last weekend, because my wife is sick, because that's what she does.
Right.
Of all places, MTV decided to have a marathon of John Wick films.
Oh, so
I'm like,
okay.
I'm like, oh, this is happening.
You know, so I'm set for quite a while.
It was, you know, kind of annoying to watch them with commercials, but
it is.
But so there was good John Wick to be had.
Yeah, that's cool. That sounds like a fun marathon. Those movies don't really start to go off the rails till like halfway through the second film.
Yeah, I like all three of them.
And that scene.
And number four is coming out, so.
Mm. Yeah, that's fine. But that scene in two, where he and Common are walking out of the nightclub, casually, stealthily shooting at each other, is just absolute cinematic garbage.
Yeah, but it's funny.
It is.
It's like, doo, 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 bang! Doo, 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 bang, bang!
Yeah. That's absurd. So absurd.
Well, they put a silencer on the gun, so clearly it just goes click, click, click,
click, click. Yeah.
Because that's realistic.
But yeah, absolutely. Great, great franchise. And that's a good way to kill some time when stuck in a hotel.
It is.
Yeah,
I mean, they're definitely fun movies.
Well, I love me, you know, my boy Winston running the Continental, you know.
Yeah, my goodness. Ian McShane makes everything better.
He does. He really does.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, man, that, he... Enjoy every time he appears on the screen.
Yeah. I mean.
Not quite the same Continental Samurai.
No, but still, yeah, he's so good. He was an absolute, you know, made Deadwood 100 times better than it would have been.
Mm-hmm.
And
at one point, there was rumors that there was going to be a spinoff Continental show from John Wick, where it was like the history of the Continental
I heard that as well.
When Winston,
like,
was younger.
Situation.
Yeah,
yeah.
There would be no way that would be good, but I'd watch it.
Oh, I'm watching it. Yeah,
yeah. I would also watch that, but with Ray. I would expect to be disappointed because, you know, like, I don't know. It's just one of those Death Race, the Jason Statham, Ian McShane version. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. Huh. Death Race 2, not quite as good. 3 and 4, well, now you're getting really deep into a franchise that was good for exactly one movie.
All right. Let's move on. Once again, then, I am Hans.
Oh, yeah, I'm Franz.
And we just want to pump.
Want to pump
you up.
All right, let's see what's going on here. We've got 3 stars that are boosted. Hawkeye, he's boosted. It's good. Spider-Man. Oh, man, sorry, I'm really... Okay, Hawkeye does some things, but his blue has too many options, and I don't want to talk about them. And I don't use his other 2 abilities. So I will get him sorted next time he rotates in. Spider-Man, his yellow punch is going to be stronger or very stronger.
Is that an AoE now? Out...
Whoa, what,
is
really?
Yellow?
I don't is think it so. Not... Is it?
I don't know.
It was just like, it was just a nuke, or if there's no one else left on your team, it's a mega nuke.
Okay.
If I remember correctly.
Probably better than me. Go ahead.
Yeah, Star-Lord's bit of both, going to do more damage when you fly through that ship. 3-star Thanos, all his damage dealing is going to be increased, and good old Vision. His healing and damage.
Yeah, I think Samurai is right. I was getting him confused with 3-star Falcon.
Oh, okay. Elsa Bloodstone, first of the boosted 4 stars.
Oh, wait, hold up. Did you watch that movie?
Which, what, where?
The Werewolf by Night.
No, what's that?
That's on the Disney Plus. It was a one-off Marvel Halloween movie featuring Elsa Bloodstone, Man-Thing. You didn't see this?
No, it's what I'm going to do after the show, apparently.
I didn't know that that's what it was. It looked like some sort of Marvel horror movie, and I went, meh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
It was not bad. It's not bad.
All right. I'll keep my expectations low, but I'll be excited that it exists.
Okay.
All right. Her red damage is increased there. The T-Break trap tile does more damage, and her blue also deals more damage. Kate Bishop is boosted. Ruthless Precision. Good amount of damage, looking for trouble, another good pile of damage, and then bigger strike tiles with Because Boomerangs. MODOK, recently reworked. His Doomsday Plan is dealing more damage, bigger and better tiles out of the Afterburner and more damage, and then as we cycle through his reds, better attack tiles, damage, damage, and damage. Hammers, chisels, needles, lasers. Professor X, boosted this week. His 5-match, stealing more damage. His tile buffing is increased. Oh, and he generates some special tiles as well. Quake, an old favorite of mine. Green AoE is boosted. And she can reduce the enemy's AoEs a little bit more than usual. All right, the boosted 5 stars this week are Adam Warlock. His yellow restores more health. His purple restores more health. And makes a trap tile that does a little bit more damage. Cyclops is boosted this week. The Phoenix Force version, I assume. Yes. His red blast does more damage. And his Dark Phoenix Unleashed does more damage. Null boosted this week. That guy's, he's making movies, making songs, fighting around the world. He's also making larger attack tiles. And he's doing more AoE damage. And Thor, 5-star, is boosted. His green does, tons of AoE. His red does a ton of damage, and then, bigger projectile and more damage from his different degrees of fire. let's see what Samurai says this week. A couple of years ago, someone submitted a team to the Synergy segment, featuring Ray, of 3-star Hawkeye, MODOK, 3-star Iron Fist. MODOK fires afterburners, making enemy attack tiles. Hawkeye's passive makes purple when matching enemy specials. Then Iron Fist uses that purple and makes it black which uses MODOK to fire his afterburners, and then you can repeat that, hopefully, effectively. So this week, Hawkeye, the three-star Hawkeye, and MODOK are both boosted, and the recently reworked MODOK will make all those things even more effective. So, same combo that he just suggested, except much more effective with the improved MODOK and two of the three people boosted.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't hate that at all. I might give that a try.
Everyone else is going to be using Gnoll in Five Star Land, and I will be using Warlock.
Mm. Nice.
I like Warlock. He does a lot of damage, and then he heals himself, and then he does more damage. It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
That sounds awesome. No one ever expects Adam Warlock.
Yeah. Ian, do you remember the HBO show The Nevers?
I do. I loved
that
it.
Was good.
The main character is Elsa Bloodstone.
Oh, great.
Let me pull up her name here. Laura Donnelly.
Okay. You had me at Werewolf by Night explanation. I'm still there, so I'm not going anywhere, but thanks for sweetening the pot even further.
Yeah.
Oh, that was just the thing. Sorry, I was hoping there was a third thing. You're like, yeah, they finally got it sorted out. They're going to finish that season of The Nevers so I can watch this next six episodes.
I would watch that more of that show. I enjoyed that show.
I would too. It was, you know, it seemed like it was rolling, and then there was that whole flap with Joss Whedon, and, you know, this is not the show. I'm not intentionally downplaying what he did or has been accused of doing. I just didn't want to get into it on a show loosely based around Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, that's who's boosted. Thanks, as always,
to Mystify. And for our last, brought to you by our good friend, Terrified.
Yeah!
Ray, big finale! Magic versus Moon. Well, not Magic the character. Magic in general.
Right.
Merlin versus Moon Knight.
Merlin versus the Moon Knight.
Come on!
This was a fight of fights. It was a close battle. Winning 53% to 46% of the vote, Merlin, the magician, pulls it out at the last minute.
Yeah.
Moon Knight put up a good fight.
Yeah. Nope, he's not technically a Marvel character. I refuse to certify these results. This was stolen.
It was hacked by the DC people.
How can you live in Arthurian legend and vote in Marvel? This is outrageous. Rampant voter fraud is occurring.
Merlin cheated. He knows magic tricks. That's not wrong.
That's funny. All right, well, that's a cool deal there. Are we doing this other thing?
Well, I suggested it, so...
Yeah.
All right, well...
Featuring Ray!
I don't think it'll take very long.
All right, well, introduce it while I open up my game.
Okay, well, you're going to go through your list, I'm assuming, Craig.
Oh, I can?
So what we wanted to do, since we don't have an argument about who's going to win the superhero showdown, because it's done, the bracket's done, we're going to go over milestones. Your quest milestones. If you go into the game, bottom right corner in the quests... where is everybody in the milestones?
Yeah, I guess I'm the middle here, right? So
yeah.
All right, so
Ray should have completed all of them. Craig's moving along, and I'm little Ian Laxman.
All right, so and starting at the top here, I am in the middle of a little over halfway through make 500,000 matches. I've made 229,000 matches.
Wow. Okay. Ian is.
I'm way on the other end of that. I am halfway through make 4, 5, 6. So 100,000 matches.
Okay.
So I've made 58,000 matches to date.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm on the other end of the spectrum at have made 423,618 matches. 423,000.
Wow. You are almost double.
That's a little surprising, but okay. That tells you where we're at.
The next one I got is, oh my God, look at all the zeros. I can't count that many zeros.
They're too small.
Is that 8 zeros?
Well, it should be some million.
Yeah, it's like use 50 million. I think that is ISO 8 to level your heroes. I have used 229,338,917.
Hmm. I may be exactly one tier behind you. My goal number is 25 million. I've used 10 million to this point.
Interesting. Well, I am at 48.4 million of 50 million. So we're really really close.
Yeah, yeah. We're hitting it on all exactly where we should be on all these. Next one, Craig, right. Go.
My goal is to use 4,000 health packs.
Woo!
I have used 3,682.
Whoa.
My goal is 800. I've used 600.
Interesting. My goal is 1,250. I have used 1,018.
Aha, I am the king of health packs.
I don't use health packs. Yeah. I use characters that heal themselves.
Nope, I burn through health packs every day just to get rid of them.
All right, well, let's see how these next couple possible variables.
All right.
Craig, team-ups.
Use 1,000 team-ups. I have used 961.
Woo.
My goal is 100. I've used 76.
I have used...
I never use my team-ups.
I have used 206 out of 400.
Interesting.
I've used double what Ian has, but...
Yeah.
All right.
Half of what Craig is. Boosts, Craig.
Boosts. I am to use 6,000 boosts.
Whoa.
I have used 4,363 boosts.
I'm to use 600. I have used 515.
Wow. Yeah, I am at 1,057 out of 1,250. Old Man Sarta is at 7,700 boosts.
Did you see Samurai's number above that?
I did not.
50,000?
Oh, he's used 50,000 boosts.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's absurd.
All right, this next one can't be out of control.
Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Use one shield in versus. I am 0 for 1.
Okay, Ray.
I have used 56. My next goal is 100. Woo!
I have triple Craig at 3. I have to use 10 is my goal.
Level a support 2,250 times. I am at 2,136.
All right. My goal number is 1,500. I am at 1,300.
I have no idea what the max is because it's not on my list because I maxed it.
Oh.
Nice.
Right. They disappear. No, what do you got at the bottom? They go to complete, right?
Yeah, I just don't know where it is in the list. What's it called?
Sure.
What's it say?
Level A support.
Level A support. I still don't see it, so.
That's fine.
All right.
Next, Craig.
Collect 4,000 powers for 4 stars. I have collected 2,023.
Oh, my goal is 1,000. My number is 594.
What were you at, Craig?
I've collected 2,023 4 stars.
Okay. My next goal is 8,000. I am at 4,007. This is the one that made me think about it because I just got over 4,000.
Oh.
Nice.
I'm at collect 500 5 stars. I am at 289.
I'm at goal is 250. My number is 105.
289, 105. I am at 733 out of 1,000.
Wow.
Nice. That's wild.
Promote 2-star heroes into a champion. I have done this 114 out of 250 times it's looking for.
I've done it 26 out of 50.
I'm at 165 out of 250.
All right. Promote 3 stars. My goal is 160. I have done 126.
Wow, I have the same goal. Okay.
Nice. My goal is 80. I have done 55.
All right. Well, my goal is 160. I am at 149.
All right. Promote 4-star heroes into a champion. Goal 150. I am at 125.
Goal 60. I'm at 56.
My goal is the same as Craig's at 150. I am at 140.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And then promote 5-stars heroes into a champion. My goal is 26. I am at 22.
My goal was 1. I'm at 0.
All right. My goal is 75, and I'm at 73. I'm exactly the same as Samurai.
And that's it. All the rest of mine are marked complete.
Right.
Me as well. I did have some in there that you guys don't have, but that's only because I play so lightly. Like, I still had one that was, collect 15 powers for a 1-star hero. I've only done 13 out of 15. And I never went back to the story. So one of my things that I should do and get some hero points for is complete the chapter A World Wide Web.
Yeah, you should probably go do that.
I will. I could use 50 hero
points. I did confirm, by the way, level support 5,000 times is I'm at 5,000. So that was it. That's all you get.
Nice.
Yeah, it's probably been at least a year since we looked at those, right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
At least.
Yeah.
Like, a while.
But, you know, I still haven't used the shield yet, so I'm still holding firm.
Every time I want to keep my placement, I get up in the rewards and I want to keep my placement. There's 3 hours left. I put a shield on, so.
My PvP thing is limited to, you know, getting the reward in the simulator. And really, that only occurs when the daily quest is go play a versus game. And I'm like, all right, fine. Let me go into the, in the simulator.
I gotcha.
All right. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
That was that. Oh, we should keep Steam open and open up a token.
All right. I will do that. And I will get a 4-star maximum Punisher.
I got 5 to open.
I'm just going to be doing one.
You want to go ahead?
Sure. It is a 4-star spider of some sort, Venom Symbiotic Assault.
Yeah, let's see. First one. Herpaderp. Can't keep a good Herpaderp down. Slimer. Whatever.
Oh, I was like, I don't know what you're saying.
Herpaderp dupe.
Okay. Sorry. I forget a lot of characters in the game, so don't get me wrong. That's fine, but that was just like crazy nonsense.
Number 2, Girl's Best Friend, Emma Frost. Number 3, Teen Gene, Psychic Feedback. Number 4, Master of the Fantastic.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop,
whoop. And the last one, all 4 stars. Hey, recently reworked. Namor, Atlantis Attacks.
There you go.
Nice.
So no 5 stars this week. Sad times. That did gets me my what's his name? Dupe. My Slimer is now at 3-4-2. So someday he'll you know, get jammed. And that'll, you know, push that up on that reward list.
Sure.
Yeah. But as always, thanks to the OG, this guy.
This guy.
Anything else for the good of the order, gentlemen?
I think I'm good.
I mean, technically, Sluggo, I do have a 2-star farm just like everybody else, except mine is in a weird climate where you only get rain for short bursts during a few seasons, and then it's just the dry season the rest of the time, so my farm does not bear fruit as frequently as it probably could. Otherwise, I'm doing great. Let's wrap this up.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining in. Comment, suggestions, go over to PuzzleWarriors3.com. You can contact Ray there. You can leave things in the MPQ subreddit. You can put things on the D3Go forums. All those places are fine. It's coming up on Christmas. You can click on our Amazon banner, buy yourself some stuff, and we will get a little Christmas present on the back end.
Yeah, buy your friends and family some stuff.
Oh, Ian, we forgot to mention the podcast network.
Ooh, the podcast network. It's called the soon-to-be-named network. It is one of the fastest-growing podcasting networks in the Northeast. we've an ever-expanding catalog of shows. They can all be found at soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
All right, thanks. Sorry, I forgot about that. That's it, though. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, until next time, don't cry. Don't raise your eye. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.